This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Social media use by young people in the U.S. is nearly universal, and it may be harmful to them. That's according to an advisory out this week from the Surgeon General. The report says a third of teenagers are on social media, quote, nearly constantly. There can be benefits to that, but there can be costs, too. One place that's grappling with where and how students access social media, schools. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
At Huntley High School in Northern Illinois, Principal Marcus Beelan says the majority of discipline issues get started on social media.
You made a comment to me or said something to me or tagged me in something at 9 o'clock at night. The first time I'm going to see you is at 7:30 when we walk in the building and a fight breaks out.
Beelan says it's hard to control how students use social media outside the classroom and that some have trouble regulating their use inside it, too.
Like their phone physically has to be within arm's reach or on their person in order for them to feel some level of comfort.
And in the college classes he teaches, Jim Steyer of the digital literacy nonprofit Common Sense Media banned social media use. He says it diverts students' attention, and there's a real cost to that.
We're going to have to spend more dollars to educate young people if they're distracted half the time.
Also, Principal Marcus Beelan points out it's a skill to function without technology, both in some workplaces and in life. And if schools don't teach kids how to do that, they'll have failed them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.